The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So I'd like to start with any questions or reports on your practice. And don't ask because it's a weird long silence, but
the question is not so much the difference, but the it's the relative importance of the different roles of concentration versus mindfulness. My experience, at least, it seems like mindfulness, it's just floating around everywhere, whereas obviously concentration is bringing it back to some point, to the breath, whatever it is. So just the relative, I don't know if it's the importance or the difference or the role of both of those things.
Yeah.
Overall practice.
Yeah. So sometimes it's an important question. Sometimes the way that people talk about mindfulness and concentration, it's like they're on the same continuum, and it's a continuum of how narrow or broad the focus space is. So on this end, the concentration end, there's the tip of the nose. And on this end, there's, you know, attention to body, emotion, mind, sight, sound, and that's mindfulness, yeah? I prefer not to think of it like that. And in fact, in the sutta, is something that that Tan Jeff has said is that the scholar, the Pali scholar, that concentration or mindfulness is not mentioned apart from concentration. Often, it's really often conjoined. And this, to me, is important because what it points to is that. I would say mindfulness without concentration is the attention ping-ponging around. It can be that. It can feel very thin, and it like we're not penetrating and soaking into the moment. Part of what makes mindfulness feel rich and satisfying is actually that it feels like we're pouring awareness into the object. And that itself is a kind of moment of samadhi, of concentration. The mind is gathered because it's not like mindfulness when we open to mind and body and the world. It's not like we're aware of that all at once. You know, it's actually at a subtle level, the attention is moving. What's the nature of that contact when it is with something? Is it really there, which is concentration? Yeah. And so from this perspective, it's you can't fully separate them. And in fact, one teacher, a main teacher for me, Shinzan Young, he defines mindfulness as a threefold skill set comprised of sensory clarity, equanimity, and concentration. So it's actually, he weaves in concentration to the very definition of mindfulness. And that's consistent with my experience. there's some, you know, some conversations usually, there are sort of like jhana, you know, meditative absorption specialists who, that's often what they teach. And there are different kinds of perspectives about the relationship between that kind of deep concentration and insight. The traditional party line is, in concentration there's no wisdom. There's just deep, you know, contact, right? Or in absorption there's no wisdom. And we have to actually come out of deeper states of concentration to actually develop insight. And I see why that's said, but in my mind, concentration is, it really propels the practice and is probably not fully separable from insight and the cultivations that associated with insight. Does that speak to what you're asking?
Yes, and term of a ping-ponging, that's what it feels like. It's now it's the breath, now it's my face is hot, now it's my elbow, you know, all these different things, some thoughts come up. It's not like there's no concentration, because there is concentration to be able to notice all those things. So it seems like an artificial distinction in a way, too. Like, I think that's what you're
in a way. Yeah, and I think as the concentration deepens in the context of a mindfulness practice, or period of mindfulness meditation, it feels like a kind of the mind awareness is saturated with life more and more. And so you might be moving from everything from a little scratch on your ear to the perception, you know, an image of the room to, you know, joy in the heart. And, you know, and you might be moving all of those, but there's actually a sense of tasting something deeply with each of those things. Yeah. Thanks.